Not only the greatest female jockey the world has ever seen, not only the woman who has smashed racing glass ceilings throughout her career, and these are stunning achievements, but Rachel Blackmore is one of the finest sports people ever produced by this country. Yesterday, the Killinall County Tipperary woman called time on that glittering 16-year career when she announced her retirement. She rode her first winner in Thurles 14 years ago for trainer Shark Hanlon, turned professional 10 years ago, and piled achievement on achievement. Cheltenham, Aintree, the Gold Cup, the Grand National. Here she is aboard Manila Times after winning the Aintree Grand National in 2021.
Oh, I just cannot believe it. He was an absolutely sensational spin. My God, what Henry de Bramhead does with these horses, I don't know, but I'm so lucky to be riding them. And I just can't believe first after winning the Grand National. This is unbelievable.
Rachel, you understand this is arguably one of the greatest moments in this fantastic sport, and boy, this horse strained every sinew for him.
He was just incredible. He jumped beautifully, and I was trying to wait for as long as I could. You know, I didn't feel crossing the milling road. I was running away with horse, but when we jumped the last, and I asked him for a bit, he was there, and it's just incredible.
Rachel, we all know, those of us who work in this game, that you just want to be a jockey. But you are the first female to win the world's most famous horse race. Such a tricky race to win. Well done.
Oh, thank you. I don't feel male, female right now. I don't even feel human. This is just unbelievable.
Henry de Bramhead, good morning. Welcome to Morning Ireland.
Morning. How are you?
She called you a phenomenal trainer. She's a phenomenal jockey. What are your emotions like this morning?
Look, it was a bit of a surprise yesterday when she came in and said it to me. But, I know it wasn't an easy decision for her, but I'm delighted for her. She seems really happy about it. As the norm with Rachel, her timing is incredible. You know, it's probably when everyone least expected it. And it's the end of one chapter in her life. And she's got so much more to do. And, no doubt she'll be amazing or whatever she does.
What did she say to you, Henry?
She just said she'd given it a good bit of thought. And, she just felt now is the right time for her. And she still loves the game. I'd say it was a hard decision, but delighted for her. She's going out on her terms, and I'd say it's only the beginning.
It's been a phenomenal partnership between the pair of you, but will you take me back to another conversation, a conversation you had, I think, with Eddie O'Leary of Jigginstown Stud in a taxi on the way to Aintree?
Yeah, it was at a time we had no stable jockey. We were just using the best available. And Eddie suggested trying Rachel. She'd ridden a good bit for them. She'd had one or two rides for me, but she'd ridden a good bit for Jigginstown. And she'd just been champion conditional. And yeah, I said, sure, we'll give it a go. I really liked her profile and obviously had seen her riding all these winners. So there was no sort of fixed job or anything. She just started riding for us and she just kept winning, and everyone wanted her after that, you know, and just went from strength to strength from there. And don't think either of us ever thought we'd have achieved what we did together. So, we've had some amazing times, but even more than just she's, you know, so much more to us, me and my family, than a the jockey trainer relationship. She's an amazing person, and just delighted to see her going out on her terms.
I know, Henry, she was close to your own son, Jack. And I suppose I'm thinking of that ride in was it 2023 when she was on Honeysuckle at the Mayor's Hurdle in Cheltenham?
Yeah, that was a big day for all of us, including her. A lot of pressure. It was the Mayor's last run. We'd had obviously, personally and professionally, it had been a really tough time. And it was amazing how she pulled it off with Honeysuckle. It was one of those a day that will stand out in my memory forever. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I wonder what's to come. Punditry, training.
I don't know, but all I do know is whatever she does, she'll give it 110%, and she'll be very successful.
I'm sure she will indeed. Thank you very much indeed for joining us. That's trainer Henry de Bromhead there at 28 minutes to 9.